Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. We are learning today Nida Daf Samach Gimel. And the topic of today is passing on bad news. In this daf, we hear a pasuk quoted from Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Chof Gimel, which reads as follows. V'hi ma arutz, v'yomer lo arutz. He says, can I run anyway? And he is told he can run. V'yorotz Achimatz derech hakikar, v'yavor es hakushi. And Achimatz runs the way of the plain, and he overtakes the Kushite. That's what is being described over here. What is the Gemara use this for? The Gemara in Nida over here that we're learning on Daf Samach Gimel uses this to prove a very unusual thing, and that is that the word avar, the word vayavor, can actually be used to express and explain what is being used in the Gemara itself, that it's talking about a pot of beans which overflows using the word avar. What does the context of this actually mean itself? So we're talking about a story in the following context. There's a civil war. David HaMelech is now in exile in the area of Jordan today, in the east bank of the Jordan River, because his son Avshalom has taken over. Avshalom very closely, almost kills David HaMelech, but David HaMelech is able to replenish his forces remaining in Jordan, sends his army under Yoav in. And he says with explicit instructions to his general, Yoav, do not kill my son Avshalom, because he's still my son, even though he's trying to kill me. Yoav explicitly disregards David HaMelech's instructions and kills Avshalom when the opportunity avails itself. At this point, Yoav needs to send news back to David HaMelech on Transjordan that the war is over, that's the good news, and the bad news is we killed your son. So at this point, Achimatz, who's the son of Tzadok HaKohen, one of David's loyalists, who's essentially the Kohen Gadol for David HaMelech at this point in time, Achimatz offers to give over the news, to which Yoav says no. You are not worthy of giving such news. You are not the person who can do this. He says, Lo ish besoira ato hayomaze. You're not a person of giving this over. And therefore, he says, rather, he gives it to this Kushite, whether this means to say a person of darker skin color, whether this is a person of a certain nationality, or this could also relate to his name, as the Abba Brunel suggests. He sends this man. At which point, Achimatz still entreats him and says, please let me go. This is our pasuk. And he does. And he runs so fast that he takes a better route than the Kushite and arrives at David HaMelech's camp. At which point the watchman sees first the approach of the Kushite, and then he sees this other figure who he clearly notices by his gait is Achimatz, and tells David, and David knows that two sets of news are arriving, one is good and one is bad, and he hears the news. The question that all the Mefarshim ask is, what was wrong with Achimatz? Why was he not able to transfer the news? The Abba Brunel explains very simply that Achimatz was a good person. Achimatz was a pristine person. He was a Kohen in not the Mishkan at this point, but in the remainder of the Mishkan. And therefore, in response to that, he says, you're the kind of person who gives good news. And this news is not just good news. Yes, you won the war, but David HaMelech is going to be extremely distraught. David HaMelech is going to go through convulsions of pain when he hears about Avshalom's death, because he still was his own son. And therefore, that's why he was chosen not to be the one to do this. But nonetheless, he still wants to. Embedded also in this is, how willing should a person want to be to deliver bad news? And that's part of the deliberations which we're seeing in this conversation as well. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.